أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. صدق الله العظيم. مولاي أصل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. منزه عن شريك في محاسنه، فجوهر الحسن فيه غير منقسم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فهو الذي تم معناه وصورته، ثم اصطفاه حبيبا بارئ الناسم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. دع ما ادعته النصارى في نبيهم، واحكم بما شئت مدحا فيه واحتكم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وانسب إلى ذاته ما شئت من شرف، وانسب إلى قدره ما شئت من عظام. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. كالشمس تظهر للعينين من بعود صغيرة وتكل الطرف من أمامي. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وكيف يدرك في الدنيا حقيقته، قوم نيام تسلوا عنه بالحلم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. كالزهر في ترف والبدر في شرف، والبحر في كرام والدهر فيه همام. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. كأنما اللؤلؤ المكنون في صدف، كأنما اللؤلؤ المكنون في صدف من معدني منطق منه ومبتسم مولاي صل لي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم لا طيب يعدل تربا ضم أعظمه طوبى لمنتشق منه وملتثم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
جزاكم الله أحسن الجزاء مولانا محمد أختر اللهم زيد فزيد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقذ ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Most respected elder and friends, all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Last week we commenced the summarized version of the third chapter of Qasida Burda. The third chapter of Qasida Burda is titled Madhun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the praises of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The third chapter has 60 verses or 60 poems. Last week we covered up 24. And today, inshallah, we hope to give a summarized version of the remaining poems. The aim and the objective of the third chapter and the various poems in the third chapter is to inculcate within us the true love, that ishq for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is an integral part of our iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported to have mentioned, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wan nasi ajma'in. Your iman is not perfect until I am not more beloved to you, your parents, your children, and all of mankind. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that if a person wants to taste the sweetness of iman, the halawat of iman, then Allah and His Rasul should be more beloved to him than everything in the world. We make dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the true love, that ishq for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ishq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be central to our lives. Everything around our life should focus upon around the personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our walk, our talk, our thinking, our decision, every aspect of our life should be focused around the personality and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayhi, he presents the characteristic of an ashiqi rasool. He hears anything about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reacts to that emotion. And finally, the observer of the Ashiq Rasul have to tell to him, فَكَيْفَ تُنْكِرُ حُبًّا بَعْدَ مَا شَهِدَتْ بِهِ عَلَيْكَ عُدُولُ الدَّمْعِ وَالسَّقَمِ. How can you conceal the love of that person when your eyes and the flowing of the tears from your eyes, the aching heart exposes that love? That is a true love, love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Love is natural. And love got its own demands. And this love has to be fulfilled. Just as a person is hungry, he has that hunger in him, and it has to be fulfilled. The person has to eat to get, to satiate himself. Likewise, love in every human being is natural, and it has a demand, it has to be fulfilled. When we observe the love of the people in the world, generally, the love for people in the world, it is from being true to artificial. Or maybe from being satisfactory to superficial. Very seldom we'll have somebody having true and absolute love for the next person. True and absolute love for the next person is, you love the person with no personal motive. You love the person just because of what he is, not because of your objective, not because of any personal motive. A husband will love the wife because he's got an objective behind it. Oh, wife will love the husband because she's got some aim and objective behind it. But true love is, you love somebody for the sake of that person, not because of your own aim and your objective. And this is the love that Nabiya Kareem Sassam has for the Ummah. Nabiya Kareem Sassam love us not because of his aim and objective. Nabiya Kareem Sassam love us because he loves us truly for our own aim, for our own objective. And this is what Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem. An-Nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such that he's more closer to the believers than what the believers are to their own selves. We think we love ourselves. We really don't love ourselves. Allah the Rasul loves us more than what we love our own selves. And this is true love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we really want to be fulfilled with love, we really want that fulfillment of the love, that natural instinct of love within us, then direct that love to Allah, direct the love to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then only the person will feel truly fulfilled with the love. Before proceeding with the remaining poems of the third chapter of Qasida Burda, let us consider some fazail, some virtues of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just so that we could increase in us, inculcate within us, the true love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, in Surah Alam Nashrah, Allah Ta'ala speaks about three aspects of the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is the heart of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Second, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about the back of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third, Allah ta'ala speaks about the being of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the zaat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the heart, Allah ta'ala says, have you not expanded your heart? When Allah expanded the heart of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now there's no finity in that heart. It is infinite. Everything goes into the heart of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. True love and infinite love. The back of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has removed the burden from the back of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah the Rasul can take any amount of burden, my burden and your burden, and through that, inshallah, Allah will put us into Jannah. And the third is the being, the zaat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Allah says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have elevated your zikr, your remembrance. And in the hadith we understand that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala promised Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever the name of Allah will be taken, the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will also be taken. And we see it in our kalima, La ilaha illallah. Our kalima never complete until Muhammad Rasulullah is not attached to that kalima. We look at the azan, where it is said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. We proclaim shahadat, witnessing and proclaiming the oneness of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The azan is not complete without Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. where we proclaim the risalat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a dua after azan. Salullah al-wasila. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the wasila for me. That is the dua we make after azan. Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima. Aati Muhammad al-wasila. Oh Allah, grant Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the wasila. So Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, what is that wasila? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, A'la darajatan fil jannah. It is the highest state in Jannah. And only one person will get it. Wa arju an akuna ana huwa. And I hope that I'm the person that will get the highest stage in Jannah. That is the wasila. And according to some explanation we understand, it is that maqam-e-mahmood also, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will prostrate before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He'll praise Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with such words that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I never even thought about such praises. And then Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will tell me, Ya Muhammad, irfa ra'asak sal tu'ta. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise your head from the ground, ask whatever you want today, you will be granted. This is that lofty maqam that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala granted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah refers to in Surah Alam Nashrah. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he describes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Azharul lawn ka'anna araqahu al-lu'lu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was bright in color, and whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sweat, when the sweat used to drip from the Mubarak face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was as those pearls were falling off the Mubarak face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another sahabi, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, Ma masistu dibajan wala hariran alyan min kaffi Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have never touched any raw silk or any mature silk more softer than the Mubarak palms of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hand of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, touching the hand, how fortunate the Sahaba were, and they felt the Mubarak palms of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he further says, وَلَا شَمِمْتُ مِسْكًا وَلَا عَمْبَرَةً أَطْيَبْ مِنْ رَائِحَةِ النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That I did not smell any musk, or no amber, that is fragrance more purer than the fragrance coming out from the Mubarak body of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sahabi, Hazrat Ka'ab ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he describes the Mubarak face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, Kana Rasulullah idha surra. Whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be happy, signs of happiness on him, istanara wajhuhu. The Mubarak face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would brighten up, would glitter. Hatta ka'anna wajhahu qit'atu qamar. To such an extent that the Mubarak face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be like the piece of the moon. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, he describes and he says, kana idha takallam. Whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to talk, ru'iya kan-nur yakhruju bayna thanaya. Nabi Kareem Sahib used to talk, it was as though Sahaba used to watch the Mubarak mouth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they could feel as though a noor, a light is coming out from within the mouth of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And how much more can we talk about the outward appearance of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? I would just suffice with one poem of a poet of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hassan ibn Thabit. Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, the poet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he describes the appearance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with these words, and he says, Wa ahsanu minka lam tara qattu ayni, wa ajmalu minka lam talidin nisa, khulikta mubarra'an min kulli aybin, ka annaka kad khulikta kama tasha. Subhanallah. He says that he's referring to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my eyes have not seen anything more beautiful than your appearance. And no woman has given birth to anyone more beautiful and more handsome than you. And he further said in the third part that you have been created free from every defect. It is as though you have been created as you wanted yourself to be created. He praises Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these words. And then the poet so beautifully says, Ya sahib al jamal wa ya sayyid al bashar, O bearer of beauty, O king of mankind, min wajhika al munir laqad nuwir al qabr. That it is with your mubarak face, the brightness of your face, that the moon got its glitter and it got its beauty. This is the mubarak face and the mubarak appearance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us very briefly proceed with explaining the poems that Allama Busairi mentioned about the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first two couplets he says, فَهُوَ الَّذِي تَمَّ مَعْنَاهُ وَسُورَتُهُ ثُمَّ اصْطَفَاهُ حَبِيبًا بَارِئُ النَّسَمِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his internal was perfect and his external was perfect. And the creator of mankind then chose him as a beloved. In these two poems, Allama Busairi speaks about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being perfect and complete. You get two qualities. Sometimes something is perfect but incomplete. Or sometimes something is complete but not perfect. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is perfect and is complete. And then in the second two couplets he goes on to say, مُنَزَّهٌ عَنْ شَرِيكٍ فِي مَحَاسِنِهِ فَجَوْهَرُ الْحُسْنِ فِيهِ غَيْرَ مُنْقَسِمِ. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has no shirk, no partner in His oneness. Allah is one and alone. Just as Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is one and alone in His oneness, there's no partner in the Zat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In the beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also there's no partner. There's no one equal with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in explaining this, another poet so beautifully puts it, بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَبَالِهِ حَسُنَ الْجَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ. That even the darkness, Nabi, every darkness, it gets bright because of the Zat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, in the third couplet, he says, دَعْ مَدَّعَتْهُ النَّصَارَ فِي نَبِيِّهِمْ وَحْكُمْ بِمَا شِئْتَ مَدْحًا فِيهِ وَحْتَكِمِ. It refers to how the Christians used to praise Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They loved Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, but there was no moderation in them. They praised Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to a point, they elevated him to the point of divinity. So Allama Busairi says that do not praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam like how the Christians praised Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, but besides that, you can say anything about the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam and speak about the creators of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. In the fourth couplet, he says, كَالشَّمْسِ تَظْهَرُ لِلْعَيْنِ مِنْ بُعْدٍ صَغِيرَةً وَتَكِلُّ الطَّرْفُ مِنْ أَمَمِي. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam is like the sun. You can see the sun from far. But when the sun is so bright, you try to stare into the sun, you cannot do it. And I will be explaining on that further, the qualities of the sun. فَمَبْلَغُ الْعِلْمِ فِيهِ أَنَّهُ بَشَرٌ وَإِنَّهُ خَيْرُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ كُلِّهِمِ. The summary of our knowledge about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a human being and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of all mankind. كَالظَّهْرِ فِي تَرَفٍ وَالْبَدْرِ فِي شَرَفٍ وَالْبَحْرِ فِي كَرَمٍ وَالدَّهْرِ فِي هِمَمِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like a blooming flower in its freshness. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like the 14th moon in its splendor. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like the ocean of the sea in his honor, in his generosity. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is like time in courage. And further he goes on, كَأَنَّمَا اللُّؤْلُؤُ الْمَكْنُونَ فِي صَدَفٍ مِنْ مَعْدَنَي مَنْتِقٍ مِنْهُ وَمُبْتَسِمِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like a hidden pearl in an oyster. And this pearl, which is in oyster, it is in two mines. The mine here refers to the mind of the Mubarak mouth of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the other mind refers to the smile that comes out from the Mubarak mouth of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And lastly, he goes on to say, لَا طِيبَ يَعْدِلُ تُرْبًا زَمَّ أَعْذُبَهُ طُوبَى لِمُنْتَشِقٍ مِّنْهُ وَمُلْتَثِمِ. There is no fragrance equivalent to the sand that covers the Mubarak body of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Mubarak zaat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how fortunate is that person who at least goes by the Rauza Aqdas of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He smells the Rauza Aqdas, or actually kisses the Rauza Aqdas of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a summarized version of the poems of the third chapter of Qasida Burda, praising Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I just want to point out two or three points on this. Allama Busairi says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is kashams. He is like the sun. When you look at the sun, there are three outstanding qualities in the sun. One is the sun got ikhlas in it, sincerity in it. For millions of years, the sun is giving light and heat to the people, not even charging 1 cent to the people. It is providing that heat continuously. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had ikhlas like the sun. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about the ikhlas and the sincerity of the Prophet in the Quran Kareem. They exerted themselves. And then finally, every Nabi told, وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرِ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Whatever I'm doing for you people, inviting you people, correcting your beliefs, directing you to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I'm not doing it for any wages or any remuneration. I'm doing it purely for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The second quality of the sun is istiqamat, steadfastness. You look at the sun, for millions of years, it rises at a particular time, it sets at a particular time. And this routine carries on all the time. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was steadfast like the sun, in accomplishing and fulfilling his aim and his objective, inviting the people toward the oneness of Allah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never shirked in his duty. And third quality of the sun is ihraq, giving brightness, burning something, brightness. The sun is a ball of fire and it gives light. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna arsalnaka shahidaw wa mubashiru wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi'iznihi wa sirajan munira. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a bright light, giving light over to the people. Then the last part of the poem, Allama Busairi speaks about the Rauza Aqdas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a great, it is, the ulama have differences whether Makkah Mukarrama is more sacred or Madinah Munawwara is sacred. Some of them said Makkah Mukarrama is more sacred than Madinah Munawwara because the Kaaba Sharif is there. Some of them said Madinah Munawwara is more sacred because Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting in Madinah to Munawwara. But everybody is unanimous that the Rauza Aqdas itself, that is more virtuous than the Kaaba Sharif. And the ulama even mentioned even more greater and more superior than the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because the Rauza Aqdas is such that it is actually covering the Mubarak, attached to the Mubarak body and the Mubarak zaat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our ulama, they understood the reality of this and how great is the Rauza Aqdas of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just to share two or three incidents regarding that. Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayhi, he is among the Mukhzarameen. He was that person that was present in the era of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he did not get the opportunity to meet Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was engaged in the making khidmat of his mother, in the service of his mother. And because of that, he was unable to go and meet Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Umar radiallahu ta'ala on one occasion, you get the opportunity when you meet Uwais Qarni, you must go and ask him to make dua for you. He's the mustajabul da'wat. His du'as are readily accepted. After his mother passed away, and after the demise of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to Madinah Sharif. And when he entered the Rauza Aqdas, when he entered Madinah Sharif, Masjid al-Nabawi, from far, he looked at the Rauza Aqdas, He tried to take one step forward, thinking that he'd go close to Rabi Aqdas of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and convey salam. He would take another step forward, he would fall unconscious. That awe, that azmat, that greatness of Rabi Aqdas was in his heart. He would regain consciousness. Again, he would make an attempt to go close to Rabi Aqdas. Again, he would fall unconscious. He never got close to Rabi Aqdas, and from wherever he was, he conveyed salam and he went back. That azmat, that greatness that was in the hearts. There was another great muhaddith, Ayyub Sakhtayani Rahmatullahi. He's a narrator of the books of Siyah Sitta, Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud. His name appears there. Abdullah ibn Mubarak says that he heard from Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi. When Imam Abu Hanifa went to Madinah Munawwara, at that time Ayyub Sakhtayani was also there in Madinah Munawwara. And he says, Imam Abu Hanifa says, I observed Ayyub Sakhtayani Rahmatullah Ali. Whenever he was going by the Rozi Aqdas, his eyes only swelled with tears and he cried all the way through. That azmat, that greatness that was in the hearts of these great personalities. And this is what Allama Busairi Rahmatullah Ali speaks about, that the Rozi Aqdas of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned that at every given time, in the morning, in the evening, there are 70,000 malaika around the Rozi Aqdas of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the morning, there's 70,000 till the evening, and in the evening, there's 70,000 malaika go away, and another 70,000 malaika are there, sending durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those are the angels that are there. What about all those other angels that are coming from the different parts of the world that are conveying the salam of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have mentioned that whenever a person conveyed durood and salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from a different part of the world, Allah appointed an angel that will convey the salam to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So those thousands of angels are there, and then from the various parts of the world, many other thousands of malaika are landing there by the Rozi Aqdas and conveying the salam on behalf of the various people that show love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah make us among the true lovers of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let me just conclude with one hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have mentioned, and this I've been mentioning it all the time, one is having emotional love, but we need to convert that emotion into action. Practice on the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned that man hafidha sunnati akramahu Allahu bi arba. That person who preserves my sunnah, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will honor him with four things. Four things will come into your life when you practice on the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The first is al-muhabba fi qulubil barara. That when you practice on the sunnah, the pious people will start loving you. Walhayba fi qurubil fajara. You practice on the sunnah, fajir people, sinful people, they'll have awe in the hearts for you. The third, wasi'atu fi rizq. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give you barakah in your rozi and your sustenance. And the fourth, wasi'atu fi deen. And by practicing in the sunnah, then Allah will keep you firm on the deen. And lastly, one sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before I conclude. Great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is mentioned in many books of hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very tolerant towards his wives. In Tirmidhi Sharif, there's an incident mentioned. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the house of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Another wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she happened to send food for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was overtaken by possessiveness, so she hit the hand of the person that brought that food. That container broke, the food spilled. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam simply bent down, collected that food, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defended that action of Hazrat Aisha, and he mentioned, Gharat ummukum, gharat ummukum. Your mother Aisha, she had been overcome by possessiveness. That's why she did what she did. But then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took another container from the heart of other Aisha and sent the container over to the house of the other wife from who the container has come. Now from this we understand how tolerant Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And this was the outstanding quality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be haleem, to be tolerant. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to inculcate this quality of tolerance within us, not only to our wives, but to any person that we come across. Sometimes we go to halat, we go to condition, we have outbursts, etc. But if we can contain ourselves, this is also a great sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah grant us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Maulana Hamad from Canada, inshallah, he'll recite the 40 durood and salawat, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى على آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصلي على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله. شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله
صلى الله عليه وسلم.